Hi there, this is David Sasaki, the Research Director of the Technology for Transparency Network, a global community of activists and technologists who are interested in the use of technology in promoting transparency, government accountability, and civic engagement. Sorry for missing the podcast last week, but I was on the road traveling, and in fact, I was sick while I was on the road traveling, which proved to be just a little too much. For the past couple weeks, I've been speaking with our team of regional researchers and research reviewers, who over the next few months are going to be bringing us around 30 case studies from around the world that use technology in new ways to try to improve governance and the role that citizens have in keeping their elected officials accountable. One of those research reviewers is based in Sao Paulo, Brazil. His name is Fabiano Angelico, and he is a journalist and graduate student.
Well, my name is Fabiano Angelico. I am a journalist. And I work at an NGO, which is called Transparência Brasil. I also have researched about transparency, accountability, and fight against corruption at the University of Chile in 2009. And currently, I take a master in public administration.
Fabiano's research for his master's degree focuses on local accountability efforts. He notes that most transparency and accountability projects are aimed at federal institutions, but that corruption at the local level is just as harmful, if not more so.
Brazil is a very large country and divided into 27 states, actually. And we really do have problems about accountability and transparency in these states. It's not that in federal level everything is fine, it's not fine, but we have some progress at federal level. The National Congress, the federal branch of the federal government, the executive branch, sorry, of federal government, we have some transparency, but when it comes to subnational units like states and municipalities, cities, it's a very complicated issue here in Brazil because there's no civic engagement, no transparency, no accountability. So my research is about that.
Part of the problem when it comes to accountability on the local level is that so little information is made available by municipal governments.
The amount of information, the amount of data that the federal government makes public, the amount of data is very large. I wouldn't say very large, but it's significant here in Brazil. But the amount of data, the amount of information that local government offers is almost zero. No, so I think that we should use perhaps technology and other tools also to force them to open more. Them, I mean, local government.
In fact, some tech-savvy activists in Brazil are already using technology and new media in an innovative way to try to hold their city council members more accountable.
Vereador is the word in Portuguese for local legislator, you know? And adote is like to adopt. So this is a very interesting project in which some bloggers, they kind of like a child adoption, like they kind of adopt a local legislator in order to follow their steps, you know. So everything they do at the Câmara is the local Congress, let's put it this way, and they should write in their blog what they read, what they see, what they feel that specific man or woman, that specific legislator is doing, you know. I think it was a very interesting project because people sometimes look to the senators, to the Congress people, because they are in the capital of the country and they are more visible. But the local legislator, the local, like a counselor who represents the legislative branch of the local government, he usually is not seen. Many people ignore who they are. And this project tries to put more light in these people's work.
Asking local bloggers to adopt a city council member makes a lot of sense. But does it lead to greater accountability? Fabiano says that occasionally the bloggers become unintended spokespeople for the politicians they adopt, rather than journalistic skeptics.
I have seen some bloggers doing a very poor job because they are kind of naive, and whenever they ask something to the vereador, the man replies with a big message and doesn't answer the question properly. But the blogger is sometimes a very young guy and a little bit naive, and he publishes everything that the politician writes, but there is no there's no answer to the question, actually.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes he works as a spokesperson of the politician.
Right, without meaning to. It can just kind of spread the propaganda of what the politician wants, right?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Interesting. I guess that goes back to your point about education being important. You would have to train some of these bloggers how to be more skeptical and how to interview the politicians.
Exactly. Perfect. Sometimes they are not skeptical enough.
For Fabiano Angelico, improving civic engagement and holding elected officials more accountable ultimately comes down to having a citizenry that is educated about how governance works in Brazil.
Education concerns me a lot because I think that we cannot have civic engagement, so civil society cannot participate if people do not understand a little bit of how government works and so on. So I think education is the first fight.
We'll be hearing more from Fabiano over the next few months as we publish a series of case studies about technology for transparency projects in Brazil, Latin America, and around the world. You can follow Fabiano on Twitter at fangelico, that's F-A-N-G-E-L-I-C-O. You can follow us on Twitter at techtransparent. Case studies are available at transparency.globalvoicesonline.org. Background music is Nem Parece by the Brazilian group Mombojo and is released under a Creative Commons sampling license. Later this week, we'll have another podcast introducing the rest of the research team and also our first case study from Southeast Asia. We'll look at city.org, a map-based collaborative directory of human rights news, policy, and organizations in Cambodia. Thanks for listening, and please do spread the word.